Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. It's Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have an extraordinary, talented, young and talented and ambitious Povilina Asta, right? I'm getting there.
Yes,
she's going to... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's Povilina Asta. That's okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're going to talk today about music and her career. If you have any questions, you're going to feel free to go ahead and put a question in the chat room, or you can call in at 347-324-3460. Well, welcome to the show. My name is Tim. I'm sorry we made it kind of a short time because we have to reboot our system. We had like a power surge in here.
That's
in the building,
Thank
so it's kind of panicking. Great. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, and then pretty much we'll go from there.
Well, I'm from Port Orange, Florida, and I play steel drums, and I have a radio show.
Wow. You've done a lot. So kind of tell us, you know, you're also a musician. I'm a musician as well. So what do you play?
I play steel drums.
Oh, wow. I'm a keyboard and a brass person. How difficult it is to play steel drums?
It's actually not too bad. I memorized all the notes on both of the drums because I have double seconds, which means I have, a drum on my right and on my left. And I don't know, I just memorized where the notes are and everything. So learning music and everything is really easy.
So if you're talking about steel drum itself, you have all of these different panels. So each panel, of course, have a different tune. So is it in, mm-hmm. like, a order, or is it not like an order? If you draw a circle, kind of describe to us, if you draw a circle, what's on that particular panel for the drum?
Well, on like one of the drums, it's not in like it's not like a piano where it's like in like alphabetical order or anything. It's actually mm-hmm. like very spread out and everything. Like F sharp would be on one side of the drum, and then F, F sharp, and then a higher F are all next to each other. And there's, like, for some of them, like, there's, there's C, and then a higher C, and then on the other drum, there's a C sharp, and, mm-hmm. yeah, so it's kind of like that.
So, how many notes are pretty much on a steel drum panel, just for one?
It's like, it's like a normal, like, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then plus all the sharps and flats and everything.
Okay, so all of them are there on one drum.
I have double seconds, so that means that they're on both drums. So,
okay,
but,
perfect.
Yeah.
So do you go like in a group, you play part of the song and they play the other part to make harmony, or how does that work?
I have done that a couple times, but usually I'm, you know, on my own with like some kind of beach thing, so...
So kind of describe, what's your music like? Are you more the Caribbean feel, or is kind of a mixture of everything?
For the steel drums?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I play like, it's like a reggae kind of Caribbean style with that, and then, yeah, that's about it. So.
Okay, and what type of music do you normally listen to?
I listen to a pretty big variety of music and everything. I listen to, like, Modest Yahoo and the Avett Brothers and, you know, like, The Cab. Like, I don't know. It's a pretty big range, so.
Okay. And also, before we get into your program, also you have a how long have you been playing drums all together, the last few years?
Since fifth grade, and now I'm in eighth grade, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how is eighth grade for you?
It's good.
Oh, well, you're getting ready for high school, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you look at? You're taking music in 8th grade?
Yes, I'm in chorus and piano, so.
Okay. So you begin to learn keyboards as well for piano?
Yeah. We actually have a recital today, so.
Oh, well, congratulations. So are you playing for your choir as well?
I'm in the Troublemakers, which is, like, a performance group, and that's where, like, we would either go to, like, different elementary schools and perform some of our songs, or we would do, like, different things like that. And with the piano, that's just, like, you know, a different, like, elective thing, so.
Oh, okay. So you're going to look at maybe in the future playing for your choir or just kind of mixture of both, going to continue to move with your career and just playing an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because when I was in eighth grade, I found a big advantage of playing, because it was really rare, playing for a choir itself.
Yeah.
And it brought a lot of attention, a lot of scholarships, so it made my high school career much easier to deal with because I had the attention and the focus at the very beginning. And then that put me in kind of early ranking of dealing with colleges, who I wanted to look for. And they actually, since I stood out more, they mainly kind of gravitated towards me. Okay, they know this. I'm going to have this guy for the, you know, for the next 4 years,
yeah.
But I know he's coming through the system. So it was a great recruitment. But just a personal advice, I said, well, you know, if you can stand piano, yeah, just try to push yourself and playing for your choir, and that kind of give you another notoriety to make your job a lot easier, especially when you get ready to go to college and to get a full scholarship. So that's what worked for me. And actually, to be honest with you, in the seventh grade, I was a baseball player, and I had to, you know, we had to take music in the seventh grade. And what I've my teacher said, well, we need some more people in the choir. So I struggled with that and finally went to choir in October. And I saw this girl playing this piano. I said, oh, my gosh, wow. And I never played piano in my life before, no music, barely can sing. And but I saw the attention and the notoriety she was getting. And what I've done right at the Christmas in the seventh grade year, I learned that quick from right after Christmas to through the summer. And by the time I got to the eighth grade, which we're talking about just 8 months, I learned how to play strong enough to play for the choir. And I got, when I started playing for the choir, got the attention of the administration, I got attention of the teachers, I got special awards from them, community awards, and they just trickled from there. So it was really, really great benefit towards me. And also it was just an elective, so it didn't require too much out of my time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So personal advice, make your life easier. So tell us about your radio show.
Well, on the radio show, I interview, like, different celebrities. I've interviewed, like, Kat Von D, The Wanted, B.O.B., Yanni. You know, I've interviewed a pretty big range of people and everything. So, yeah, that's mainly what the radio show is about.
Wow. So what is it like to interview Yanni?
Yanni was actually really, really cool. He was super nice, and it was a teleconference, so out of the whole country and everything, there were only, like, I would say 10 or so, maybe 11 or 12. But there were 12 people from all over the country that were selected to do the teleconference with Yanni. And so what you did was you would call in, and then they would you would just have to, like, press, like, pound or something and then one. Or something like that, and then you would have a chance to ask him a question. So it was actually really cool, and he's really nice. So.
Wow. So Yanni is the type of person you normally look towards as, you know, each musician has people they like to emulate as we develop our style. Remember, we start with one style and we develop another to make us who we are. Are you still in that same frame? You know what music you like, but also you're developing as an artist. And I'm looking towards, hey, I'm fishing for, hey, what style I'm going to be in, who I'm going to lean towards, how I'm going to develop my style. Anybody that stands out as a musician that you're starting to lean towards to kind of develop your own style?
Well, I look for my piano stuff because I'm just starting off with piano and everything. I would definitely look towards Yanni because, like, I've seen a couple of his concerts, and for when we, like, before we interviewed him, his people sent us this DVD that had him performing and everything, and he was, like, basically surrounded by pianos. I thought that was really cool. So I looked to him probably for that. And then for my steel drums, I looked a lot to my steel drum teacher who passed away, but I looked a lot up. I really looked up to him and everything. So. Yeah.
Wow. So tell us about your program. So how long have you been on the air? They have a lot of notes right here, but how long have you been on the air? And how did you get a radio show?
Well, I've had the radio show for 3 years. This is my fourth year, I'm pretty sure. So. And I started it from my steel drums, actually. I was getting interviews from the steel drums. And then one time I was doing a voiceover, and they were like, oh, you should start your own radio show. So that's how that started.
Oh, wow. It was that easy. I guess it...
For real, yeah.
Yeah, and see, you got attention as being a musician, so this took off from there. Of your own talent. So when you... I mean, you're on the local station there in Florida?
Well, in Holly Hill, I have a station, and then I also have one in North Carolina, and then I also have, I write for different newspapers and magazines, too, so.
Okay. Wow. So when you do your radio show, do you record in a certain studio, or and then you syndicate it out to other radio stations?
Well, for the radio show, it's all pre-recorded because it airs on Saturdays, and during on Saturdays, I usually have dance. So I pre-record the show, and then from there they air it on the radio.
Okay. Well, and what type of things do you talk about on your show?
Mainly about, like, if, say if I, like, interviewed, like, I interviewed Dia Frampton, and she was, Dia Frampton and Javier Colon, they were the runner-up and the winner of The Voice. So, I would, like, talk about, you know, the new show, The Voice, and then I would play some of their new songs. And this is Dia Frampton, you know, her new album, Red, or I would say something like that, you know, and play some of her music and play the interview. So, yeah, that kind of stuff.
So how you prepare for your show? You have someone to prepare your questions? Because on a video, it looked like you have some cards, or you just go from the top of your head and just work your way down with the conversation.
Well, usually I have my Steno pad with all my questions in it because, you know, I always, like, I research the person. Like, when I interviewed B.O.B., I researched him a lot and everything, and then I don't want to, like, try to forget any questions or anything, so I usually write them all down. And, yeah, so that's usually how that goes.
Wow. So have you ever, when you do your shows themselves, how long are they?
Well, actually, I have two stations in Florida. I just remember that. But the one that's WELE, that's a 40-minute show. And then the Holly Hill one is a 30-minute show. So.
Okay. And you record at a studio, or you have, like, a home studio that you record everything out of, and then you send it on?
Yeah, in my room, I record it and everything, and then I send it to them.
Wow. So anybody help you with that, or you just do it all yourself? You get the parents set everything up for you, and you just do your own thing?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could do that when I was at that age. So have you ever, when you do your interviews, you know, you're doing remotely, what was it like when you did your first radio show?
When I did my first interview, or, like, the first actual show?
Let's say the first interview.
The first interview, I think Vince Carter was my first actual interview, and it was a phone interview, and, like, when we were first starting out the show, I went in the studio and actually was live and everything, which was very, you know, like, hectic and kind of scary, but the phone interview with Vince Carter he's really nice, and he's really intelligent when it comes to, like, advice and everything and all that other stuff. So, yeah, it was really cool. So.
Wow. So what type of advice that you give new up-and-coming bloggers and people who want to host their own radio show?
Well,
what things they
you
should
have
be
to
looking
be,
at?
Yeah, you have to be very driven to have all this stuff because it's a lot of work, you know, to, like, write the script, get the interviews. You know, you have to be very driven to do that, and you have to have the love and passion to do it. So.
Wow. So where do you find all of your energy?
All my energy? I don't know. I just have the passion to do it and everything, so it just kind of comes, I guess.
Well, so as you go, now you're finishing your eighth grade year. I mean, you mentioned you're in dance, and of course you have your music. What else do you do besides having your radio show?
Well, besides the radio show, I do dance at Orlando Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, and steel drums, and I'm also a Girl Scout, and I'm working on my Gold Award pretty soon, so
mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
About it.
So, lastly, on a couple of things, what do you see yourself in the next, I guess, 5 years? You'd be almost completing high school. But then from a long-term career, where do you see yourself in 5 and 10 years from now?
Well, I want to go to Juilliard, and I want to, like, try to get into that, maybe for dance and everything. But hopefully I'll be, like, a journalist or something, or probably get in the recording studio. So.
Wow, so you're looking at both ways, become a musician,
yeah.
Professional musician also. Keep your radio show going in the meantime so you can kind of network yourself. Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. You know, ironically, I had a few people on the show, and they said today the way they broke into it is actually built, they own audience from Facebook, from Twitter,
yeah.
From YouTube, and because it was a lot easier when they went to the radio station and went straight to not only radio station, to a record company. They found out they liked them to have their own audience already built in, so they don't have to spend as much money in marketing them, which is really great for you, because by the time you go through, get to Juilliard, if you actually do a tour, you already have an audience already built in
mm-hmm.
from Facebook, from Twitter, and so forth, and you already have a brand name. So it's really commend you. I mean, I wish I did this when I was at your age, build my brand while I was still in school.
Yeah.
So by the time I finish college, when I go out and tour, I already have my audience already built in who wants to hear me. And then
mm-hmm.
from there, I can take that and go beyond there, and just I have the entire world at my hands. Lastly, one question I have here, someone said, what type of equipment do you use in your home studio?
Well, the home studio is just like, it's not really a studio or anything. I have my, like, MP3 player thing that I use, I record, which I actually bring on all of my interviews, like, as a backup thing. And, and I've got, you know, a sound thing and everything, so.
So you have, like, a soundboard and a microphone and a computer and
yeah, I have a lot of Apple
okay.
computers.
Oh, okay, so you do all your, you're a Mac person.
Yes, definitely a Mac person.
Yeah. There you go, Mac. Well, power to you. Long term, you're looking at yourself of being an artist and a broadcaster, which is great, and you're on a great career start. And anything from any advice you would give to another eighth grader in your same position about having passion on the things that you want to do, being driven, what advice would you give another eighth grader?
Like another eighth grader that wants to do like other things, or?
Yeah, do things like you're doing. Any advice you would give to them? Hey, should I start off in doing a program and trying to build my brand as myself? Or I know what I want to do. I'm just going to start on it right now.
Yeah, well, I think you should always, you know, start as early as you can, you know, to try to get like, a little bit of a head start and everything, and work really hard at it and be very determined. So.
Okay. And I know you have a Facebook page, but do you also have, like, a regular website page?
I have a YouTube channel that has all my interviews on it, which is youtube.com/PavlinaMusic. And then I also have a Facebook, which is just, you know, my name. And I also have Pavlina Productions. And, yeah, that's about it.
Wow. Well, thank you for coming on. I know, I'm sure you're in school right now, but thank you for coming on the program today. And thank you for that wonderful advice. And, again, your advice of being driven and going things you have passion
yes.
with. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Well, have a great school day and a great concert tonight, recital.
Oh, thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Great. Thank you. Take
have
care.
You Boy. Too. Bye-bye.
This has been another production of the Apple Capital Group show. You can download this show on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening, and we do ask you that you go to iTunes and write reviews on the shows that you listen to. Everybody have a great day and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.